Newt Gingrich, Republicans should not be afraid of government shutdown. By Hannah Knudsen on December 19, 2024. Republicans should not be afraid of a government shutdown and should reject the controversial 1,547-page spending deal released Tuesday. Filled with pork and special giveaways, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich said. President Trump and Republicans should not be afraid of a government shutdown. The next election is 2 years away, he began. We had two shutdowns in 1995 and became the first re-elected House GOP, sick, majority since 1928. It may take shock therapy for Schumer, sick, and Democrats, sick, to learn President Trump is serious about draining the swamp, he added. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, is among those who are all in on a government shutdown, if it comes to that. Thank you at Newt Gingrich. I'm all in, she said. The government can shut down all the way until Jan 20th as far as I'm concerned. And we must stand firm with the American people to stop the madness. No matter what, she continued, even issuing a slightly veiled threat to pull her support of Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, who negotiated the measure for Republicans. Even if we have to elect new leadership. I'm all in, she added. Indeed, Johnson's speakership hangs in the balance after conservatives made it clear that they would not be able to support the spending deal he negotiated, which includes a pay raise for Congress and a provision for members to opt out of Obamacare. Representative Thomas Massey, RKY, was the first to come out and say that he will support someone other than Johnson in the speakership vote, which will occur January 3, 2025. I'll vote for somebody else, Massey said, according to Politico. I've got a few in mind. I'm not going to say yet. While all hangs in the balance, Republicans are hoping for a quick and clean continuing resolution. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance, R.O., has spoken to Johnson, trying to sort out issues with the deal.